God bless you. Welcome to podcast number 107. Come on, Brother Lee Williams. Help us get started here today. Come on now.
Tell the angels, tell the angels, I'm on my way. Won't you tell the angels, that I'll be home someday. Tell the angels, I'm on my way to glory. Up there, I'll see. Tell the angels, just a ripple through. Won't you
this is Reverend C.L. Jones from Diamond Grove Baptist Church, 127 Diamond Grove Road, Skippers, Virginia. If you have your souls, can you join with me and turn it to 1 Corinthians 2? Let's look at verses 7 through 9. And they reads as follows. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom, which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew. For had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, I have not seen nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. God's blessed word for God's blessed people. If I was tagging this, I would tag it, if I knew then. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I love you and we praise you. We thank you, Lord, for thy grace and thy mercy. Oh, Father, right now I ask, Lord, for forgiveness of my sins. And then, Lord, I ask that you allow this vessel to decrease and your spirit to increase. Oh, Father, we call it victory in your word already in Jesus' name. Amen. If I knew then. You know, you don't have to know all the answers to everything. But still, most of us have said, if I knew then what I know now, I would have not done some of the things that I have done in my life. But if we are to be honest with ourselves, would that be true? We say this, but we must realize that there is a war going on with our spirits. The Bible informs us in Ephesians 6:12, For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Many of us may call it for what it is, and that is spiritual warfare. This is what we need to know now. The devil doesn't primarily want to have you to commit adultery or to get drunk or to smoke dope or even to commit murder. What the devil wants is your spirit. And that's why we call it spiritual warfare. Know that there's a difference between your soul and your spirit. Your soul is the sense of self-consciousness. But when we connect with God, our spirit becomes the sense of God-consciousness. We are part body, part spirit, and part soul. The body is the flesh. The soul is your intellect, your makeup, your will, your thoughts. It's what makes you distinct. Your soul is sometimes called the heart. Our spirit man feeds the soul man. That's why our nature takes us off into left field. That's before our spirit man is connected to God. Our spirit man is just trying to please the soul. And the devil is banking on that happening. And he, so because he wants to get you out and about with no covering. But when we get connected to God through his son, Jesus Christ, our soul man starts to be fed through our spirit by the Spirit of God. Animals have a body and a soul, so they can have self-consciousness, but no God consciousness as we do. But if you take note of some animals, it would seem that some of them are more aware and have more respect for the power of their creator more than some humans do. People will often use the term soul and spirit interchangeably, but only man can know the Spirit of God. Look, Jesus said in John 24, God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. So if we are not connected, or if we do not have a relationship with God, if we allow the devil to lead, then even if God shows us what we need to know, we will not see it. You see, sin has a way of giving us blinders. God, but good news is, in some cases, our trouble made us stronger. Our enemies made us pray more. Our pain made us call on the Lord. Our worries made us turn things over to Jesus, because of God's love for us. Sometimes it wasn't the devil who brought discomfort in your life. It can have been God making you better. Don't give the devil too much credit. My advice to us all, don't get caught up into yesterday's stuff. God knew of our yesterdays, yesterday and today, and even before. We may even call it his hidden wisdom. Let us not curse our future by worrying about our past. Wait a minute, let me say it again. Let us not curse our future by worrying about our past. The word says in 1 Corinthians 2:9, but as it is written, eyes have not seen nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. God has prepared something for those that love him. I'm telling you something. I have learned to believe Romans 8:28, where it says, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. I believe that God, no matter how much I might mess things up, can turn my failures into blessings, my screw-ups into a rise-up. God can turn what was once my pain into my pleasure. We say, if I knew then. But sometimes it's best that we don't know. It's like what Jesus told Thomas when he doubted his presence. In John 20:29, Jesus said unto Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed. But let me go a step further. Good people don't go to heaven. Saved people go to heaven. It's not sin that keeps us out of heaven. It's the denial of Jesus Christ. It's not accepting Jesus Christ that does. Our five senses may not know the things which God prepared, but by faith, our soul have received through our spirit, which God has prepared for them that love him. You see, some things had to be made a mystery until now. You see, if man knew and believed that Jesus was the Son of God, they may have not crucified him. But because Jesus died, we can live. When you know Jesus, you know because of what Jesus did up on Calvary, preparation was made for us to be able to have a resting place with the Father. His shed blood paid the price. It paid the bill. You see, his death, burial, and resurrection was all the proof that one would need to believe in the promises of God. And it is wise to believe in God's promises, even if you don't understand them. The old folks used to say it like this: by and by, when the morning comes, when the saints of God are gathered home, we'll tell the story how we'll overcome, for we'll understand it better by and by. God is a good God, and I don't know who have or who have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, but if you haven't, say this with me. Say, Lord, I believe that Jesus is the virgin-born Son of Mary. Lord, I believe they went to Calvary and died for my sins. Lord, I ask for forgiveness of my sins. Lord, thank you for saving me in Jesus' name. Amen. The word says, if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, thou shalt be saved. Let us pray for those. Father, in the name of Jesus, we are praying. We want to send a special prayer out for those that don't know you, and especially those that are struggling near this time of the year, near the end of the year. Oh, Father, we just ask that you would help their thoughts to think about the future and to realize that if they trust you, that you will order their steps, that you will guide them, and you will have let your will be done in their lives. Lord, we do thank you for who you are in our lives. So, Father, we give you the praise, we give you the glory, we lift you up on high. In Jesus' name we do pray. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Like I always say, keep each other in prayer. And until we meet again, happy holidays. Until we meet again.